Our guest in the cafe this morning is Wyman Williams, the Director of Development for the A&M Commerce College of Business. Good morning, Wyman.
Good morning, John Mark.
Wyman, of course, was the operator of Williams Motors for many, many years, and so we bring Wyman in to talk about cars, among other things, from time to time. Wyman saw an article headlined, Safer Cars Are in the Near Future, and safety in cars getting to be much more of a factor, much more of a selling card, selling point than it was in the past.
Absolutely, and John Mark, you remember when we were small, our parents weren't so focused on safety in that we didn't have cars with seat belts, didn't think about possibilities of having an accident and mm-hmm. how our injury could be prevented if we did have restraint. But it's quite different now. Young people today won't move in a car until everyone is properly secured.
Well, that was an interesting thing about this article. It said it's the millennials, it's the younger generation that is really demanding this more so than the middle-aged or older folks.
Well, I believe that's true, and I think it's great. You know, I want my grandkids safe, and my children are certainly in that mode of thinking that we're not going to drive any more than we have to, and when we do, we're going to be very careful on how we're restrained.
I saw another article or story the other day, and this is not in this particular article that we looked at, but it was what is the number one concern of, I guess, millennials, the younger generation. Their number one concern is people texting while driving.
Absolutely.
Now, and that's above everything else, not just in terms of cars or driving, but in terms of everything, texting while driving.
Well, most of them have done it and realize how dangerous it is. So yeah. I can understand their concern. I'm guilty as well of kind of wandering around the road messing with my phone.
Well, I'm not texted. I've placed a call, but I've not advanced to texting. But you're right. They have personal experience.
It's best to stop before you mess with your phone.
The subhead of this article was cars to focus on Bluetooth more than horsepower. So again, it has to do with the computerization of cars, digitization of cars.
Absolutely. I don't know if you have looked at a very recent car, but if you take a look at the owner's manual, it's baffling.
No doubt.
How to go about explaining how to use most of it, especially to us older people.
Right.
And often when I would have the opportunity to sell a very high-tech vehicle to an older couple, I would just ask what they wanted to know about, because there's no need to go through the whole thing.
That's right. We're talking with Wyman Williams and about cars, and in particular, the new safety features coming in cars. Now, some of the things that are apparently going to be pretty much standard gear are backup cameras and blind spot detection. There's one particular car has 360-degree camera view all the way around the car.
Oh, in addition to that, sensors that will brake the car for you if you get into a situation where you're too close, going too fast. Cruise controls that change speed for you. It almost takes a great deal of responsibility of paying attention away from us. And maybe that's not good, especially for some of us older people who need to be paying attention.
Well, we've talked about the driverless cars.
Oh, yeah.
A good bit. But this is not quite to that extent.
But not driverless, but it kind of gives us less need to focus on safety if we think the car's going to take care of us in every situation.
But what you were talking about a moment ago is the feature that it'll sort of warn you if it senses that there's a crash that might be imminent, and then if necessary, it'll do the braking for you.
It'll actually stop the car. And these situations where you get out of a lane and it senses that you're not in control, and it'll correct you. Yeah. You think, now that's a little weird.
Now, one thing that, but sounds be very welcome as far as I'm concerned. Apparently, all of this safety is not all that expensive.
It's really not. Technology, as you well know, gets less and less expensive, and it gets into cars, and it's no longer just in the luxury cars. It's in all cars. So many things that 5 years ago were only in luxury cars are now standard.
Yeah,
and it's a huge advantage.
I think those backup cameras really are good.
Oh, they're wonderful.
Well, anytime you're backing up, that's there's potential for disaster there?
Well, especially in SUVs, which have such a high belt line, you can't see a child that's 4 feet tall.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, all of a sudden, you look in that rearview mirror and there's this TV image, and it shows what's behind you. It's great.
Yeah, I think that may be something that 25 years from now we're going to wonder, you know, how did we ever do without. Wyman Williams, Director of Development for the A&M Commerce College of Business and former operator of Williams Motors and Commerce. You're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.